Hi, STEM listeners. Welcome back. We hope everyone had a great weekend. It's Ms. Dante here and
Ms. Rose.
And this segment, we are going to introduce our STEM educators. First being Ms. Alex, our pre-K teacher.
Hi.
welcome. Our first question for you, Ms. Alex, is what made you want to become a teacher?
To be a teacher, it was my dream since I was a little girl, playing with my little cousin and taking care of him, and being at school and helping the teachers with the young students made me become a teacher.
I love that.
What are the key fundamentals in a pre-K class?
The main keys are its social interaction, hands-on activities, and of course, cognitive development through the play.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say a child should know by the time that they enter you and Ms. Rose's class?
The first things Ms. Rose and I, we would like to enter the children entering our class be happy,
yes,
and of course, healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And of course, your little ones have a plenty of time of learning. And the most important things when they enter our class, it's a social skills. The kids should be able to know how to share. They need to know how to say bye to you without tears.
Mm-hmm.
To take turns to play with other friends. Yeah, of course they need to be start being independent.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to use the potty, dress themselves, feed themselves, and of course they need to know a little bit of letters and numbers, and they need to know some colors, shapes, and of course follow the simple directions. And we're going to have a lot of fun through the school year.
They really do. I love Ms. Alex and Ms. Rose's pre-K class. I always go in there and show a little extra love. It's so much fun. They do great projects.
Thank you.
And what would you say that when a child is leaving your classroom, how do you feel like they're ready for kindergarten?
You know, this time the people saying the kindergarten is different now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The kindergartens are now is the new first graders.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yes. So, but we're going to help you to understand what your child needs to know to succeed in kindergarten. So when they go to kindergarten, the most important things are the same when they enter the preschool. It's the social skills, of course. The kids need to know how to share, how to communicate with their friends. They should know how to solve the problems. It's very important for the kids that entering the kindergarten know how to express themselves and solve the problems. Children should know, of course, upper cases and lower cases. They need to recognize their names and know the sounds of all the letters. And of course, they need to know how to write their names. And in our preschool classes, we already started to teach them how to write their first name and the last names, and of course, use the names writing them properly. They start to let their names with the upper cases and rest of the letters the lower cases. So we would like you to continue doing that through the summer, so
yes,
for your children to be ready for kindergarten.
They are going to be STEM ready. And I'm gonna dive into more questions about you now, Ms. Alex. Are you ready? Are you ready to be in the STEM hot seat? Where were you born?
I was born in Ukraine in a beautiful city named Odessa, not in Texas, in Ukraine. And my city was there by the Black Sea. Beautiful city, very welcoming.
Ooh.
So if you would like to go there, the people will be very happy to see you there.
Ms. Alex, I think we have to go. What is your favorite childhood memory?
The more important, the memory I have, that's being always loved by my parents.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. And what would you say was your favorite subject as a kid?
My favorite subject as a kid was reading the poems in Ukraine language.
Awesome.
Even I don't speak much in Ukraine now. Most of I speak in Russian, but Ukraine language is very, like, how do you say it?
romantic,
beautiful, romantic, beautiful. And it's like when you read the poems, it's like you're singing a song.
Ah, I love that. I like that response, Miss Alex. And if you weren't a pre-K teacher, what else would you be doing?
It never was another choice for me. I always wanted to be only the pre-K teacher.
She always knew she wanted to be a teacher. I love that because I think as a child, we all have a niche. We have a thing that we know that we like.
Miss Alex, what excites you the most when teaching? I know what it is, but I want you to talk to our
it's
listeners.
It's excited me to see kids' happy eyes. Mm-hmm. When we teach them, when we play with them, mm-hmm. when we do experiments with them. And of course, the learning makes a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And Miss Rose and I were always very happy to see our little children to be succeed in our classroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're a great team. Again, one of my favorite classes in this building. And Miss Rose is just going to close out our STEM getting to know segment.
So I'm the little birdie. All right. You love beautiful dresses. You love to shoe shop. And you love traveling. This is true, right? All yes. right. Why do you love those things?
Why I love my dresses and shoes? Because when I put my dresses and my shoes on, they make me feel like I want to dance.
Ooh.
And they make me feel pretty.
And you're an awesome dancer.
I have to see. Mm-hmm. And what about traveling?
And I like to travel, and I like to travel with my husband, and I like to travel with my son. Because traveling makes me feel like I learn a lot about different places, a lot about different people from in different countries, and I get a lot of different experiences.
She's been many places, everyone, and she has a girlfriend group that she takes yearly trips with, and you know, they go a lot of different places, so
yeah, that's true.
It's very inspiring.
It is, I gotta do that. That's on my list.
We have international bond. Mm-hmm. So it's five of us, and we're all from different countries, but we get together and we travel every year.
And you guys do it in the U.S. and outside the U.S. or mostly outside?
Most of them inside the U.S.
Yes, I love that.
2 years ago, we went to Spain.
Yeah, that's one of my dream places, Miss Alex. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much, STEM listeners, for joining us on this Monday morning. We ask you and that you continue to listen to us. Share all of our episodes, please. Let's get this circulating. And thank you for getting to know Miss Alex. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.